Britain is apparently a scorpion nation, and as a result, we'll no longer have the benefit of the advanced meditation techniques of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Anyone who survived the 60s might well remember the Maharishi as the one-time guru of the Beatles, a man who taught transcendental meditation and levitation. But no more flying by the seat of your pants, or at least not if you're in Britain. Stephen Smith explains.
Yogic flying is a gift vouchsafed to the adepts of transcendental meditation, or TM. It's a supreme expression of oneness with the universe, though it's also a bugger on your thighs. These were the soar-away 80s that the TM community established in Selmersdale. The teachings of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi were made popular by the Beatles. He stressed that the benefits of his insights were only available to those who'd been guided down the path to enlightenment.
One has to know how to reduce the thought below mental thinking level and experience the final state of the thought. This experience is very simple and very natural, but it has to be learned.
The Maharishi was far from happy with the war in Iraq and Britain's role in it. But before the last election, he got his followers here to beam peace-loving thoughts to the voters in the hope that Tony Blair wouldn't be returned to government. Now, when that didn't happen, it left the whole future of TM in this country a bit, well, up in the air. Henry Clements, meditating in his rough London garden, has stood for Parliament on behalf of the Yogic Flying Natural Law Party. He runs the Maharishi's charity in Britain. He says the old boys' instructions are that there are to be no new initiates to TM.
Because TM develops creativity and develops intelligence, not only at the individual level, but also at the collective level, then if we were to develop more intelligence and more creativity for the British government, then they could be even more successful in what they're doing in creating destruction and violence around the world. We do not want to see that happen.
On this quiet road near Baker Street in London, he found a discreet outlet selling TM stuff. With the Maharishi banning teaching in this country, what's this shop effectively dealing in hooky gear? Not a bit of it. The products on display here are as bona fide as they've ever been. The only thing that's forbidden is meditation for beginners.
And there are things that you're doing to create imbalances in your physiology by staying up late to watch music.
Hanging on to viewers as they go.
It seems a bit hard that outsiders can no longer penetrate to the spiritual heart of TM, especially as the Maharishi is not pulling out of the United States, despite its role in Iraq. Not only that, but Jeffrey Clements' guru has called Britain a scorpion nation full of poison.
Because we're a small country geographically, the poison is so concentrated that he's really given up hope at the moment of being able to overcome this. And I think this is a symptom of the inertia or sleepiness, whatever one would like to call it, in the collective consciousness of Britain. And I think this is why we've given up on our activities for now, but hopefully, if the collective consciousness wakes up, there will be an opportunity to resume in the future.
Can you show me the mats?
Mats?
No, they're for the yogic flying. You got any mats in?
No, we haven't, I'm afraid.
For the time being, at least then, the bottom's dropped out of the mystical mat market. So transcendental meditation goes on then, but the British will no longer be among the frequent flyers.
Stephen Smith reporting. So, how bothered are you that we in Britain will no longer benefit from Maharishi's advanced meditation techniques? Are we indeed a scorpion nation? Let us know via our website, bbc.co.uk/news. And tomorrow morning, front pages.